WRCE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 8 cops shot in Charlotte, North Carolina. 4 of them killed in a gunfight and long standoff.
The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force had a warrant.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire.
Police Chief Johnny Jennings. Police say they shot the man dead in front of the house. Then shots rang out from inside the place. Two people inside the home have been taken into custody. Fallen officers, Charlotte Mayor, the line.
They lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a safe place.
That echoed by President Biden.
Showers and thunderstorms likely late at night.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the final version of the new rule requiring automatic emergency braking become standard on all new passenger vehicles. Georgia Power Company announced the second of 2 new nuclear reactors has entered commercial operation at its Vogtle power plant. This is ABC News. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations on college campuses continue. White House trying to stay out of it.
The White House Monday didn't weigh in directly on how it believes universities are hindering protests taking place on campuses across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre would not say that the president has spoken to the leaders of any of the universities where demonstrations are taking place, or say what the White House thinks administrators should do. Americans have the right to peacefully protest, and we're going to continue to call out any type of hateful rhetoric.
William Sonoma, the home product retailer, getting out its checkbook, paying almost $3.2 million for advertising multiple products as being made in the U.S. when they were in fact made in China and other countries. Federal Trade Commission says it's the largest ever civil penalty in a made in the USA case. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alma Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. He assisted made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
I'm so excited. I think it costs a little bit more money to run it. So let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now's the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40% investment from the house. They're going to be able to get that course.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State School Superintendent Jill Underley says her agency can't implement Wisconsin's new literacy programs until lawmakers approve funding for them. Republican legislators are claiming in court the state can't spend $50 million for new reading initiatives because of a partial veto by Governor Evers. Hundreds of students are in camp at the University of Wisconsin Library Mall to protest Israel's war in Palestine. Groups called Students for Justice in Palestine organized the event. It finds protests against, quote, ongoing genocide and Zionist war crimes in Gaza and against student repression in the U.S. Protesters are demanding an end to the war as well as for UW-Madison to divest from corporations that do business in Israel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Cummins with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher. Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home, one zip, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course you're frustrated. You know, really you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position, but when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong. according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. What's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I bet your heart on a game that you know you'll never be able to win.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, west winds, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the lower 70s. Tuesday nights, showers and thunderstorms across the area. Currently 52 degrees.
I'm on someone who is blind to the love you so desperately need.
Civic Media. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
He'll never know what he can do. And he's alone in the dark of night.
James says,
see the light of the day.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Buck. We are coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, and you can always join us if you want to call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're going to be talking a lot about elections today.
Yes.
And voting and the importance of voting. And coming up next hour, excited to talk to Kristen Kaplan. Well, she is the chair of Democrats Abroad, UK, and we're going to be talking to Kristen about the importance for Americans who live overseas. And yes, there are Americans who live overseas, and yet, I know, and yet still vote in our elections. This would include members of our military. And, you know, we've heard about some changes that some would like to make to our elections and getting rid of absentee voting and mail-in voting, and everything should be handwritten on special magical paper, which can no longer be compromised. So we're going to talk to Kristen Kaplan-Wolf, again, chair of Democrats Abroad UK, next hour at 11:06 to talk about the importance of our voting systems and how important it is and why it is important for our citizens who live overseas to have the opportunity to partake in our democracy. Coming up at 10:33, it's going to be a kind of a change for the first hour, but we're really excited to talk to Kyle Chisholm from the Madison Mallards. I love semi-pro baseball so much.
It's so rough and tumble and fun.
They come up with the greatest promotions. And Kyle's going to be joining us coming up at 10:33, right after the 10:30 news, to talk about the Madison Mallards and what they have coming up for their season. They have some great promotions coming up.
Agreed. And my friend's going to be throwing out the first pitch in June.
No kidding.
Yes.
At the Madison Mallards.
As a part of a big campaign to raise money. So we'll talk about that.
Oh, that's great. That's very exciting. I want to start off, though, with an article that just got posted this morning from Molly Beck in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Not a surprise, but I do think this is something that we all need to be aware of. The Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign, again, according to this article from Molly Beck, plan to deploy tens of thousands of volunteers and attorneys to monitor and challenge voting processes in battleground states, including here in Wisconsin. Oh, rapture. The officials say they will recruit 100,000 people from across the country to observe election processes and voting. They present this as a solution to the former president's claim that he won Wisconsin, which he did not win Wisconsin.
And
Wisconsin judges, recounts, studies, and even audits,
no
matter which law I break, including conservative groups like Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Yes.
has also said there's nothing wrong with the election. Our elections are safe and secure, and everything is fine, and people who keep sowing these doubts are weapons.
And stupid.
That too. I've said this for a long time. If he does not win in November, we're going to be right back where we are now. It was stolen. It was rigged. It wasn't fair. I was cheated. I was robbed. He does this. He did this before the 2020 election. Started sowing the seeds of doubt about if I lose, then it was rigged. He did this with Ted Cruz in 2016 when Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucus. And Trump said, no, it was rigged. There's no way Ted Cruz could have won. I won.
There's no scenario other than a 50-state, 10th electoral, college electoral landslide. If he wins 49 states but loses Maine will be. He will sit in the White House going, I won Maine. I won Maine. We know we won Maine. You won everything else, but I didn't lose Maine. Nothing is good enough for him. Nothing will satisfy him. Everything just gets his attention. He's just a baby.
Well, I think nothing will satisfy him unless an outcome you get in a place like Russia where 100%, 105% of Russians voted for Vladimir Putin. It was an incredible victory.
We will rose from the dead.
Just to cast their ballots.
Just to cast their ballots. They love them that much.
The chief counsel for the Republican National Committee, Charlie Spies, says, quote, the Democrat tricks from 2020 won't work this time. In 2024, we're going to beat the Democrats at their own game. The RNC legal team will work tirelessly to ensure elections follow the rules in administering elections. We will aggressively take them to court if they don't follow rules or try to change them at the last minute.
They're the ones who, they like to change the rules. They're the ones who, I mean, they're the ones who don't get it. Like, was it 63 court cases?
63.
They won.
61.
They won one. Yeah. And wasn't it last week we were talking about that they want to also try to change the rules of here in Wisconsin and make it closer to you?
Yeah.
Which, here come fights in the polling places.
Absolutely.
And also, but they said 100,000.
100,000.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to find that.
You don't think so?
Nope. I don't think so. I think they'll tell us they did, but it's just like the inauguration. It's like the rallies. Like, we had thousands of people, and they show us shots. Like, there's 300 people at best. 100,000 people, they're not going to... No. I just don't believe it.
It's funny that you bring up the inauguration. Why? And the claims that that was the largest audience in the history of the world.
Yes, biggest one
when
ever.
Donald Trump was inaugurated, and there was photos that kind of instantaneously dispelled that claim. And I had a chance to Sean Spicer after he left the White House.
Yeah.
And that was the first thing I asked him. I said, why on earth would you pick that? That's so easily disprovable by photographic evidence.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, when you count in people watching online, what?
Well, sure. Okay, Spice Boy. All right, Spicy. Yes, you're right. You had that audience. Because it was raining.
It was a rainy day.
But no, it wasn't. According to Trump, it didn't rain. God came down and stopped the rain.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Bob from Waukesha is joining us this morning. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Great, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say?
Well, I get a kick out of the Republicans. They're the ones that accuse the Democrats of fraud. And they're trying to pass all these rules across the country to suppress the vote. And yet, who committed election fraud? Who created the slate of false electors? It's the Republicans. If we should be worried about anybody committing fraud in an election, it's the Republicans.
Trust me, I am worried.
And it's interesting that Bob, that you bring that up, because I can think of, I believe there were at least 5 cases of people voting twice, and that was at the Villages in Florida.
that's all Republicans.
Yep.
Practically a loser.
Yep.
You and I would be a loser. If we could, we probably wouldn't last long.
I have a feeling that you're right. Thank you so much for listening, Bob. Thank you so much for calling in. Really appreciate it. We're talking about the GOP's plans, the Republican National Committee's plans to recruit 100,000 people so they can observe election practices to make sure Democratic tricks aren't going to ensure that Donald Trump loses the 2024 election. They're going to hold training sessions every month to teach people how to observe polling sites and ballot tabulation centers. Next month alone, they have 7 election integrity workshops on the calendar.
You know what I can't wait for? The first piece of hidden video that comes out. Because you know someone's signing up and they're going to put their phone in their pocket, hit record, and we're going to see what's happening. Unless they say no phones allowed, put your phone in a bag. Because they're afraid. Because they will get it. It happened to Mitt Romney, the 47% comment got videoed by. So, come on, folks. Sneak them in. They put them in classes now. I need to see what they're telling people. And the question I have is, will this work around and with the Wisconsin Constitution that bans, that has to define what an election official is? I know they're observers, but also, would the money that they're using to make this happen constitute outside funds trying to help elections?
That's interesting.
Probably none of those things, but I just like to stir storms up. That I made a poop.
Hey, Calvin. You want to sign up for a seminar?
Hey, Calvin, you want to go? Calvin, do you want to be put on a secret mission that no one will ever know about? Oh, darn it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It would be an interesting assignment, but I don't know if I could spend however long that much seminar is,
Calvin,
with these people.
I've heard you get spicy before, and I don't think you'd hold back. You are generally a very, you speak when you need to, and you say great things. But when you are upset and spicy, you're getting thrown out of that meeting. They're gonna say something.
At the very least, I'd have to go to a doctor to get my eyes out of the back of my head.
Well, we'll kick this around a little bit. I think that he might be an interesting undercover MOA person working for us.
Hey, all you listeners, don't tell anybody.
On the flip side, if you would actually like to find out how our elections work,
why should I
keep our republic, and we've had them on the show numerous times, they are having a seminar May 14th, 6 p.m., the UW-Milwaukee Waukesha campus, room N133. They're going to have presentations from state elections officials, city and county clerks, also city administrators. They will provide comprehensive information about the entire electoral process, pre-election, election day, post-election. These are the people who run our elections. They actually know how they work. And if you have questions about chain of command and all of these things, I highly encourage you to go to this seminar.
This is a nonpartisan event,
right?
Regardless of what your uncle says.
May 14th, 6 p.m., UW Waukesha, room N133. You can always join in the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your wife came with a warning app?
That dog is not wanting to pay.
Heads up before something bad happens.
Not pay.
Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Mock, the Calvinator on the board. You can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Talking about an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Milwaukee Beck. Talking about the Republican National Committee planning to recruit 100,000 people that they're going to train to watch out for Hanky Panky in the upcoming 2024 presidential election. The party's election integrity director, Mike Huffman, said their focus will be on Democratic
delicious food
population centers like Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee. Recounted telling one clerk the party will be keeping a close eye on.
They're looking out for shenanigans.
We're watching you. So if I'm hungry, to 701 North Wisconsin
Tomfoolery.
Avenue.
It will
do have a question out. From a listener listening in WFHR. Does anyone know if these observers can be denied?
Honkers,
can the poll place deny them?
For being proud
Molly does not cover this in her article.
Festival.
Specifically, we can certainly follow up on
Patton's
that.
Trading Post
I would imagine if they,
Wisconsin's number
because there
one
are rules again about how close
retailer,
you can stand
Patton's
to people
Post,
and read on them.
Team of experienced professionals
I would imagine if they
help you get the perfect
start violating
phone,
those,
arrows,
then they can maybe be tossed.
Yeah, I believe as long as they operate within the rules most,
and they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Patton's Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena, on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday.
I'm not sure about attire. I know that there was discussion about whether or not
energy efficient lighting systems for your business.
A Trump t-shirt that might be seen
everything smarter.
But if someone just comes in a t-shirt and jeans and they're adhering to the rules
today,
and they're not
ways than ever to make
anyone's job or
more energy
to vote,
and we can show you how.
And again, if you would like to actually learn how our processes that are currently in place work,
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Tuesday night, 6 p.m. UW Milwaukee's Waukesha campus, room N133, Keep Our Republic. And we've had them on the show many, many times before. Holding a seminar, including state elections officials, city and county clerks, city administrators, explaining the whole process from pre-election to election day to post-election. What's the chain of command? Where do these things go? What double checks do we have to make sure that the ballots are matching up? If you have questions,
or visit
you really should go.
Absolutely. Together, it's a great tool, and it's there for us to learn and to help and to disseminate so you become a better a part of the electorate.
Absolutely. We want to do this real quickly. We kind of jumped on this early on Friday, and then it exploded over the weekend. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, of course, out with a new book in which she shares a story about a 14-month-old puppy named Cricket who had killed some chickens and turned around to bite her and was a terrible hunting dog, and she hated the dog, so she took it to a gravel pit and she shot it. This has exploded over the weekend, and I think, Greg, what something that you said when we first got in this morning was interesting.
Say a lot of interesting words, which is, it was the thing that, like, I have a dog. It wasn't doing well. There's a lot of things you can do about it. Give it away at 14 months, but also, it has, this news has united the left and the right.
Yes.
I mean, they have come together to say, Kristi, you screwed up. You really screwed up. First of all, on the dog alone. If this is a real story, she actually killed a 14-month-old dog for being a bad hunting dog instead of doing other things for that dog. You screwed up. If it's a lie, if it's true, you shouldn't have told it.
But she believed that this was going to work in her advantage.
Absolutely.
She believed that this will establish her as tough and being willing to do hard, difficult things. And Charlie Sykes has a really interesting article in The Bulwark today about this. And I'm sorry, it's Kelly Garrity. She did this to impress Donald Trump. Yeah. She wants to be vice president. Donald Trump is a well-known hater of dogs. People he dislikes cry like a dog, die like a dog.
She looks like a dog.
She looks like a dog. He obviously is not a big dog fan. And I believe also that she wrote this because she thinks that that would raise her in his estimation as being tough.
And it very well may, because she's doing the thing that they all do. She said the thing, people go nuts. And she's not backing down. Nope. In fact, she doubled down by saying, these are the hard choices you have to make when you're not a farmer. I would like any farmers to call up and say, and tell us that, you know, what she did was brave or tough or decisive. I mean, like I said, there are places that'll take your dog if it's not working out. And you didn't employ any of those opportunities.
Right.
But she doesn't have to worry about impressing us. She impresses him. And even if there's a Trumper who hates Kristi Noem for this, the moment he says, yes, she made the tough choices, she's a governor, she made the real decisions, they're going to be like, that's not a bad.
You got to give her, right? You got to give her props for making this tough decision.
Exactly.
As you said, you know, she's owned this, which they all do. South Dakota law states dogs who attack and kill livestock can be put down. Given that Cricket had shown aggressive behavior toward people by biting them, I decided what I did. And as you said too, Greg, I think this has just united a lot of people who are animal lovers about how you handle situations like this. And yes, dogs who bite repeatedly, that's an entirely different story, but this was not the right way to handle this.
A tough decision doesn't mean you made the right decision. When she came out and said, you know what would help with the COVID problem? Take your kids hunting. That wasn't the right decision. That wasn't even a tough thing to say. You're not a leader. You're not.
Joe Scarborough says, it's the confessional aspect that was done as a political pose. I'm tough, I'm mean, I'm an SOB, and I'll kill a puppy if it's in my way. That is the sickest part of this all, Donald Trump's Republican Party, and the grotesqueness of the movement's violent wing. This is where they go. This is virtue signaling. Virtue signaling, I shot a cold in cold blood, a puppy in a gravel pit.
Yeah. Now if you look up in I don't understand sky, how that, like, yeah, there's no scenario where that paints it. There's a pleasant light. Like, I just see everything about that just mean and wrong and he's sick and just everything that goes against every one of my values.
Well, this may have united Republicans and Democrats to the point where she's going to be out of the VP potential.
Who knows? I mean, he might love her more than ever now.
But as far as the general electorate,
we're not sponsored by them.
No, we're not. Although we could be. Yeah, you might have more.
I don't know. That's the thing is, you can paint either way. You can, yeah. Because that's where we're at right now. I mean, like, the Colin Jost line from the correspondence dinner this weekend. You got a guy who's in court right now. How is it a tie? Like, it was a lot of other things that made the joke funny, but, like, all these things. And Joe Biden, how is this a tie?
News is coming up next when we return. We're going to talk a little semi-pro baseball with Kyle Chisholm from the Madison Mallard. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 8 cops shot in Charlotte, North Carolina. 4 of them killed in a gunfight and a long standoff.
The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force had a warrant.
When they approached that individual, they were met with gunfire.
Police Chief Johnny Jennings. Police say they shot the man dead in front of the house. Then shots rang out from inside the place. 2 people inside the home have been taken into custody. Fallen officer, Charlotte Mayor, B. Lyons.
They lost their lives after they gave us the opportunity to be in a safe place.
That echoed by President Biden, calling the officers heroes. Chuck Stevenson, ABC News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration unveiled the final version of a new rule requiring automatic emergency braking to come standard on all new passenger vehicles. Georgia Power Company announced the second of 2 new nuclear reactors has entered commercial operation at its Vogtle power plant. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health officials are reassuring people that pasteurized milk from Wisconsin is safe to drink. Dairy cows in other states have come down with a bird flu in recent weeks, but so far there are no reports of bird flu in Wisconsin. Meantime, dairy farmers are urged to be on the lookout and let health officials know if they have any sick animals. The most conservative U.S. House Republican debate tried to remove Speaker Mike Johnson from his post this week. Wisconsin's Brian Stile is against the idea.
It'd be a distraction. What we need to be focused on is the issues of the day. It'd be disappointing if any of my colleagues bring that forward, and hopefully we can keep Speaker Johnson in his job.
Stile speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Republicans' right wing is unhappy with Johnson over the 4-8 package passed last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With the 60-second showbiz beat. Zendaya's film Challengers aced the competition at the box office over the weekend, pun intended. The sexy R-rated drama set in the world of tennis pulled in $15 million at the domestic box office. The movie was a hit with viewers under 35, and distributors think it could stay in the top spot until The Fall Guy is released later this month. The other new release that cracked the top 5 and finished at number 2 is Unsung Hero. Unsung tells the story of a family of Christian musicians. Rounding out the top 5 are Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Civil War, and Abigail. Are you not a fan of 3-hour movies? Well, you're not alone. According to a new study by Talker Research, the average American likes a film to be 92 minutes long. The results of the poll showed that only 15% of Americans want to sit through a movie that is 2 hours or longer. Only 2% of those polled felt a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours. It's unclear how many of them are named Scorsese. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight, west winds, and by daybreak, temperatures in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, we'll see sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the lower 70s. Tuesday nights, showers and thunderstorms across the area. Currently 52 degrees.
Busted pencils, fully led education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system,
Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow joins us from Up North News at 10:33. In hour number 2, we talk about funding our green spaces with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Things we used to say and do. I don't want to get old.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board lord, Calvin, ready to screen your calls. Live from our studio in downtown Waukesha, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook or the platform that Elon continues to ruin. Coming up at 11:06, we're going to be joined. Looking forward to this. We're going to talk to Kristen Kaplan-Wolf. She is the chair of Democrats Abroad UK. And we're going to talk about the importance of voting access for Americans who live overseas, because you don't have Americans who are solely in the military who live and vote from overseas, but also other residents. And she's a Milwaukee native.
Nice.
So we're going to talk to Kristen Kaplan-Wolf after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06, talking about overseas voting and the importance of that. Right now, though, really excited to have joining us. He's the marketing director for the Madison Mallards. Kyle Chisholm is here. Good morning, Kyle. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I saw this article on Channel 3000, and one of the things I love so much about semi-pro baseball is the creativity that you guys have when it comes to coming up with silly things. There should be a silly trophy, something, because you guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's one of the things that we take the most pride in, is the ability to get creative. You know, the independent baseball, minor league baseball, that kind of has that wide sweeping feeling to it, and we just really lean into it every opportunity that we can.
So you have a lot more freedom, I assume, than a major league baseball team. So you can push things to the edge a little bit further.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that we'll share. You know, when we hire interns and those types of things, is, you know, we kind of set our own boundaries. Then I imagine major league teams would kind of have their strict rules, where we're kind of allowed to fly off the cuff whenever we want to. You know, so it's great to be in an environment where that's encouraged rather than the opposite.
Well, this article that I saw that just jumped out at me is that the Mallards, coming up on July 6th, will be taken to the field as the motivational speakers. Tell everyone what that's about, Kyle.
Yeah, absolutely. So Chris Farley is a Madison native, and his family has had a really strong relationship with our team over the years. They've done multiple bobbleheads of Chris and the various characters that he's played. And his older brother, Tom Farley, has been nothing but supportive of all of our ventures. And when we came up with the idea to kind of pay homage to the skit of Matt Fuller, the motivational speaker, sketch from Saturday Night Live, Tom was all in on it. And, you know, we've worked very closely with their family on the artwork of the uniform, making sure that we were paying proper respect to Chris and his image and likeness, and respect to their family as well for allowing us to, you know, continue to use Chris and pay respect to, you know, the memory and the imprint that he's left on not only Madison, but, you know, country throughout the country. He was on Saturday Night Live. So when we brought this idea to him, he was all for it. And the public in Madison has been really well receiving of it, but we've been getting calls from people all over the country, people in Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, Colorado, California, like looking to see what our hat sizes are, to see if we have stock left over.
Yeah. So cool.
That is awesome.
So Kyle, we are on course of a radio show, so it's hard to see it. But can you describe what the items are? I've seen them; they are wonderful. But
well, maybe first of all, we have to explain that this Chris Farley character is a motivational speaker.
Yes.
Who's 35 years old, divorced, and he lives in a van down by the river. So that's the template that you're working off.
And he's a very specific mode of dress.
Yeah, and his character has this kind of ill-fitting sport coat, a blue sport coat with a tie that kind of flails around when, you know, Chris would kind of just be over-the-top acting in those sketches and everything. So our uniform itself actually resembles the blue sport coat that he had with the flying kind of green tie and the big motivational speaker's word mark across the chest with Chris's character actually on the sleeve. And our Mallard's home uniforms have hand-colored pants, so it actually looks like he's wearing the khaki pants the character did as well. And when we came to do the hat design, you know, one of the things is he lives in a van down by the river, so we have a Mallard Volkswagen van that's a little, like, wink to Mallard fans who have seen that before, but that's embroidered on the hat next to a river. with a giant pair of underwear kind of hanging on a clothesline, as if that was a moment caught in time of when he was actually living down there. So his catchphrase, the Lottie freaking Dodge, embroidered on the back as well. And then we do have another cap that just has Farley's character on the front. So we've had a lot of fun playing around with those designs. And all of our merchandise caps will kind of use all those elements as well. So we've got t-shirts and sweatshirts and all the things you could possibly imagine with all those Farley marks on it. And now people have just been going crazy for them. I saw our merchandise team the other day packaging up the initial order of just people who bought hats, and it was probably 5 to 10 stacks that were 8 boxes high. And our postal worker, thank goodness he was a nice guy about it, but we helped him load all the stuff into the van, told him that there would be quite a bit more coming through in the next few weeks.
Kyle Chisholm is our guest. He is the marketing manager for the Madison Mallards, and we're talking about their special game on July 26th when they're going to come out with as the motivational speakers, as an honor to Chris Farley, a Madison native. And in the article that I saw, Kyle, it says from now until April 24th, so we passed the date, you could get a replica jersey and a Foley tie. Are you still sending $5 to the Recovery Foundation for sales of merch?
Yes, we always have people who have been made aware of the promotion after it's run, but both still accept calls and sell those packages to people. And the Recovery Foundation will actually be getting a portion of our jersey sales. So we're doing a on-field uniform, obviously, with the team, and we'll auction all of those off. So all proceeds for that auction will go to the Recovery Foundation, as well as a portion of merchandise sales as well. So if you missed out on the initial promotional package, there's no real concern. We'll have all the merchandise and stuff that you could possibly want. And, the Recovery Foundation is getting an extra kickback with our jersey auction as well. So, if a jersey is worn by a player is your type of thing, we'll have a platform for you to be able to buy those, but all the merchandise is available on our online store as well.
For people who don't know, the Recovery Foundation is a Madison-based nonprofit helping people recover from substance abuse. So that's obviously very near and dear to the Farley family's heart.
Amen.
Yeah. When they were pitched this idea from us originally, that was the one request was that we would work with the Recovery Foundation. They obviously have a very strong existing relationship with them, and it was something that we were more than happy to do. That was something that. Given Chris's past and their experience with struggling with family members who had substance abuse problems, giving ourselves the platform and being able to tell Chris's story and educate people on just the resources that are out there, especially a local nonprofit that's near to our community, is an awesome opportunity. So it's definitely a twofold promotion where we get to honor Chris and his memory, and as well as keep the wishes of the family and honor the Recovery Foundation, which has been a great place for them to retreat to in times that they need some help, when it came to Chris and his addiction problems, but everybody else in the greater Dane County area as well.
When he first came on, Jane was saying, independent minor league baseball. Can you explain to us, who the Mallards are, who they are in the world of baseball? Like, I saw the Northwoods League. Can you give us a little explanation of that and just a little bit of history of the team as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been a team playing here at Warner Park in Madison since the 80s that started with the Madison Muskies. That was a team that Jose Canseco was on way back in the day, and they were part of the Midwest League. And now we are currently known as the Northwest League. We started here in 2001. And from the very beginning, the Mallards have, tried to be the standard to which all other minor league and independent teams set themselves when it comes to on-field promotion. So we lean into the the things that nobody's ever done before. Our team is comprised of college players from all over the country, which is really cool. We get to showcase, and tell the story of some players that you might never see if you live in Madison. There's players coming from the West Coast, and we have a handful of players that are local as well. So being able to highlight those local players and, give guys who are maybe in a smaller school halfway across the country a larger platform. So our stadium capacity is just under 7,000, which by scale is almost double the next closest capacity in the Northwoods League. So we definitely operate on the level of a minor league affiliated ball club, but we have all the fun of somebody who is an independent.
7,000 is a big crowd.
Yeah, we have some packed fans throughout the summer here, that's for sure.
And that's something, too. I'm glad you mentioned Jose Canseco's name. It's because, you know, down here in Milwaukee, I go to a Milkmen game. And I don't, you know, I think when people think of baseball, they think of their favorite team. They may know a minor league here or there. Everyone's heard of the, you know, the Toledo Mudhens. But, you know, they think in terms of like AAA, AA, single A ball, and there's independent. But the thing that you can be, that can be seen at an independent ball game are people who are coming up and people who get called up to the majors from these leagues. Because I've been at Milkmen game where they're saying, tonight's so-and-so's last night. They're going to the Kansas. They're going to the show. And, you know, it's not just a place where people are going to play some baseball. They're working.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool. We're in an interesting position where we have the college kids here who are a very real possibility that somebody comes here and plays and is drafted and immediately has to leave their reporting to minor league camp. But it's also nice to keep tabs on those players. Maybe they're a freshman or a sophomore and they play here and they don't get drafted until they're a senior. You kind of just keep your eye on them and see how they kind of work up through the ranks. So, you know, we've had two teams come through here. Pete Alonso, who plays for the New York Mets, has played here. Jose Trevino from the Yankees. Tony Gonsolin on the Dodgers. Nico Horner, who's the starting shortstop for the Chicago Cubs. They all came through Madison at one point.
Come
really
celebrate
cool
with us at the Muscadet Morrell Mushroom Fest starting Friday evening,
you know,
May 17th.
Guys like Drake Baldwin,
the festival kicks off with bounce houses from Thunder Showers and our third annual car cruise-in.
Prospects
don't miss
in the
out
Atlanta
on
Braves
Jose's food truck,
so
Jovita's Kitchen food truck, and Other Brothers
can.
Ice Cream
so, you know,
at the Riverdale Bus Garage. Also, don't miss our
Madison.
First
we're
annual
we're
antique and farm
our
tractor pull starting
you know,
5 p.m. until done at West Nebraska Street. Food and beverages managed by
Kyle Chisholm is the marketing director for the Madison Mallards Baseball Club, and we're talking about their upcoming promotion this July 6th, where they're going to come out to honor Chris Farley as the motivational speaker.
And
do you have any other special events coming up yet that you can share with us?
The festival.
Yeah, so the motivational speaker.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green from the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Animal that we
the shoebox
just
in
unveiled,
Wacker has what you need for work boots,
back for
children's shoes,
year, so,
athletic shoes,
I was the
and
star
any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the shoebox.
Work, you know,
with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes,
the
shoebox
have,
is the place to go. They go the extra mile
so
to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The shoebox open 7 days a week in Wacker. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Live at 11 a.m. on Friday.
As a
well, I'm actually
going to
be there probably
company.
On June the 27th as my friend Eitan Levine is scheduled to throw out the first pitch
to accept
as
advertising
part
by all
a,
qualified candidates
he is
for federal
it's part
office.
Of a 50 first pitches to raise money for Make-A-Wish. He's setting world records through Guinness.
Wow.
He's a great comedian from New York.
With blatant
huge Mets fan. That first weekend of Brewers baseball really broke his heart, but I laughed all the way to bank. And, yeah, I'll be up there to see some Mallards baseball.
The source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Awesome. When he came to us and said that he was trying to attempt a world record for most first pitches thrown and he wanted the Mallards to be one of them, we jumped all over. So we're eagerly awaiting his arrival in Madison as well.
Kyle, do you have time to stick around for a second segment?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Kyle Chisholm is here. We're talking Mallards baseball. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In touch, no more. A moment in the sun.
Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Gary Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about how to get out of credit card debt. It's going to sound so simple, it's silly. Call your credit card company and ask them for a lower interest rate. I mean, they really will do this sometimes. Now, before you call, get your facts together. You've been doing all the right things, you know, like paying on time every month. Tell them that and ask for a lower rate. If you're going through a tough time, like unemployment, tell them your story. In most cases, they'd rather get something from you than nothing. And if they still don't budge, let them know you're thinking about leaving. Mention lower rates you've seen from other credit cards. And finally, if you really don't get anywhere with the first person you talk to, call back. And, you know, try talking to somebody else. A 20-minute call can save you hundreds of dollars a year. That was your Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, go to workmoney.org. Next time, Gary Joy saying, take good care.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We have news coming up at 11 o'clock when we get back from the news at 11:06. Looking forward to speaking to our guest, Kristen Kaplan-Wolf. She's the chair of Democrats Abroad UK, and we're going to talk to her about the importance of Americans who live overseas, because there are a bunch of them, and how important it is that they are allowed to still vote in our election. So Kristen's coming up at 11:06. Right now, though, we're joined by the marketing director for the Madison Mallards Baseball Club. Kyle Chisholm is here, and we're talking about, of course, July 6th is going to be your the motivators.
Motivational.
The motivational speakers will be taking the field to honor Chris Farley. And
all divorced?
And 35.
That was part of our sketch too. We had one of our office members act as our motivational speaker. And I was like, all right, to kind of embody that spirit, you have to remember you've been divorced 3 times. So get angry about it.
Get into character. Be the character. Be the character. Never been.
Now, these promotions, and you know, we said earlier that you have more leeway, you have more freedom. There's a little more winking and going up that line. I will say that MLB has stepped up their game when it comes to like special nights and whatnot, but independent baseball is where it's at. So the question I have for you and the rest of your organization is, what is the process of deciding of what you want to do? Like, all right, we have our 2024 season coming up. We want promotional nights. What do we want to see? What do we want to put in the hands of our fans? What do we want to advertise? What is that process?
So the 2023 season closed in the early weeks of August, and we get right after it, planning for the following year, probably around the first week of September. So when it comes to marketing efforts, our team kind of uses our whole staff. We'll get, you know, all heads put together at once and just, you know, we'll carve out an hour on a Friday afternoon. Maybe have some adult beverages here in the office and just draw out every idea that we could possibly think of. And then we'll revisit that list the following week, cut out all the bad stuff and keep all the good and try to, you know, make that fit into our promo schedule. So when it comes to the rebrand, I mean, those ideas really come from everywhere. One of the things that we like to do, you know, is not so much the MLB's version of, you know, their City Connect, but doing things that are important to our region as well. So having that little Madison or even broader Wisconsin nod and just about everything we do is kind of that underlying tone. So, you know, if there's a cool story that we can highlight, that's our main goal, I would say. And that's kind of how that muscle art idea starts, because we tied that back into the monster of Lake Mendota was the first article ever on The Onion. And we just kind of said our muscle art is that monster, and you know, people in Madison can keep their eye out for the muscle art. And our mallards are kind of blue and yellow, but now we have people walking around downtown with bright orange muscle art gear on. The process of that definitely takes a long time to do the art. It's all done internally. myself and Brent Bartels. So, you know, we're throwing ideas around the market from here. We'll show it to our, the rest of our staff, and if they like it, we'll kind of move forward with it. We take everybody's opinion into account when we're saying, you know, maybe we should tweak this here, or maybe the idea is going to be closer to this, that, or the other. And, yeah, it's kind of a all heads moving in the same direction when it comes to those brain cells.
Thank you for confirming something that I've always suspected, is that there has to be some adult beverages involved when you guys are coming up with this stuff. It's like an improv exercise in theater, right? You know, you throw this word out, spaghetti and, I don't know, kumquats, and we'll see what that turns into.
The spaghetti squats.
So there you go.
So here's a question I have for you, Kyle. And remember, we are on the radio. We are FCC compliant.
Yes.
Are there any ideas, whether they were your favorite or a room favorite, that you were like, there's no way we can turn this and make it work? It'll be shelved.
It's too naughty.
But it's on the board for best idea of all time.
Yeah, we have countless ideas that, you know, end up in a graveyard, I guess, if you will. But one of the unique things that's like kind of a if you know you know thing that Mallard can't know about is when we hit foul balls in our stadium, the PA, the public address person in the press box, will say wiener, and that's because if a kid catches it, he can bring it back to a concession stand and turn it in for a free hot dog. So we kicked me around at the idea of having an alternate like wiener Maynard mark in a jersey that we wore like just on Wednesdays or something, and you know, leaning into that super hard. So there are times where that comes back up, and we just have, like, we have a bus raft that's literally rolling around Madison right now that has just a giant Mallard logo and just a, you know, exclamation point on it.
I love it.
And that was our execution. So we didn't actually make the uniform itself, but that's kind of where the Wisconsin worst kind of came about. Was like, oh, we can lean into this still somehow, and we massaged the idea a little bit, and that's just kind of where it ended up. So
that is priceless.
You know, the nice thing about it is, yeah, nothing is ever truly dead when it comes to our idea. There's a way to make it happen. We just have to make sure that it's appropriate, but maybe on that border of inappropriate. And that's kind of where we have our sweet spot.
It's an idea that's only mostly dead.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of comedians. I'm a comedian. I'm friends with Eitan, and we want to be in the writers' rooms of TV shows and movies. But I'm going to tell you this right now: I would pay money to be in the writers' room, the creative room of a baseball team, coming up with promotions for the season. I would do anything. I'll bring you hot dogs. I'll bring you adult beverages. I'll just sit in the corner and be quiet. I just want to watch it happen.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Yeah,
he said it here, folks. I'm welcome.
Welcome. Well,
Kyle,
yeah.
Wait.
So, you know, any idea is open, and who knows, we might even take one of the ones that you throw up.
Heck yeah.
How much are tickets, Kyle, and where can people get them?
It's really nice. Our tickets are at $6.08. We have a section 608 that honors the 608 Madison area code. And our single game tickets go on sale this Friday, May 3rd, unless you want yourself a Muscular jersey. We have that running right now on our website. So you get a ticket plus a Muscular bright orange jersey for our game in August right now. And keep an eye out for our last rebrand that's dropping Wednesday morning and rolls right into our single game tickets.
Kyle Chisholm is the marketing director for the Madison Mallards Baseball Club. It's been so much fun, Kyle. We have to have you back, and we'll get a link in our show notes to your website if people want to get tickets and that highly sought-after Muscular jersey. Kyle, thank you so very much. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Stay close. News is coming up next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it. I'll explain everything. A hat will cost me.
That's different. We'll root for the home.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Conrad returns from his long weekend off, and I head back to Green Bay to welcome musician Eric Chellin from the band The Mascot Theory and actor Kurt Krause.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is
the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.